This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and China's top diplomat Wang Yi said Tuesday they were hoping for productive talks as they met in Beijing. Washington allies Japan and Philippines have blamed China in recent days for raising regional tensions, with Tokyo accusing Beijing of violating its airspace and Manila calling China the biggest disruptor of peace in Southeast Asia. Sullivan said after he arrived in the Chinese capital Tuesday, he looked forward to a very productive round of conversations with the foreign minister.
I'm looking forward to this afternoon, this evening, and tomorrow, where we'll delve into a wide range of issues, including issues on which we agree and those issues on where there are still differences that we need to manage effectively and substantively. And it will be, I think, a very productive round of conversations.
Wang told Sullivan he was hoping for substantive and constructive talks during Sullivan's visit, the first to China by a U.S. National Security Advisor since 2016. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reports Russia attacked Ukraine with 10 missiles and 81 drones Tuesday, killing four people in a second consecutive day of widespread aerial attacks that included strikes on energy facilities. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rescue workers pull a person out of debris in Kryvyi Rih. The Ukrainian State Emergency Service says a rocket hit a hotel around midnight, partially destroying the four-story building in the city in central Ukraine. In the Kyiv region, which has struggled with blackouts after Monday's onslaught, five air alerts were called during the night. The regional administration said air defenses destroyed all the drones and missiles, but that falling debris had set off forest fires. Zelensky says the attacks included over 80 drones, and that, as well as the deaths, at least 16 people were injured. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The United States said Monday Israel remains under the threat of attack from Iran and its proxies, one day after Lebanon's Hezbollah launched hundreds of rockets and drones at Israel in retaliation for the assassination of its senior Hezbollah commander. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder told reporters, based on public comments made by Iranian leaders and others, the U.S. military continues to assess there is a threat of attack, and the U.S. remains well-postured to provide support to Israel. Meanwhile, U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General C.Q. Brown met Monday with Israel's Defense Secretary Yoav Gallant and Chief General of Staff Herzi Haliva in Tel Aviv. Associated Press Middle East News Director Joe Fetterman explains, calming tensions between Israel and Hezbollah is a priority for the U.S. and its regional allies seeking a Gaza ceasefire agreement.
A major war between Israel and Hezbollah almost certainly would have derailed U.S.-led efforts to broker a ceasefire in Gaza. By avoiding this war, both sides, Israel and Hezbollah, appear to be giving the Americans and their fellow mediators, Qatar and Egypt, some chance to succeed in those fragile ceasefire efforts.
The United Nations reports surging waters driven by days of rain burst through a dam in eastern Sudan Monday, wiping out at least 20 villages and leaving scores of people missing. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
One first responder said that between 150 and 200 people were unaccounted for. Officials said the dam had started crumbling and silt had been building during days of heavy rain that had come much earlier than usual. Here is UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric.
The Arbaa Dam is a crucial facility in Port Sudan, serving as a primary source of fresh water for the city. The reported damage is expected to have a substantial impact on water supplies to Port Sudan, worsening the humanitarian situation.
The homes of about 50,000 people were impacted by the flooding, the United Nations said, citing local authorities. It added that the number only accounted for the area west of the dam, as the area east was inaccessible.
That's Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting. Extreme heat continues to plague parts of the U.S. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At the Minnesota State Fair Monday, visitors like Mikosa Taylor were trying to beat the soaring temperatures.
As long as people stay hydrated, I think we're going to be okay.
National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss says parts of Illinois and Ohio will approach 100 degrees.
With heat indices that may be exceeding 110 degrees in some places as far south as the Tennessee Valley and towards the Gulf Coast. So very hot temperatures today. But that does start to shift eastward over the next few days.
He says this week the heat shifts eastward and some areas of the country could see problematic rain. I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.